And now, backstage wife. The story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Rupert Barlow's latest scheme to turn Mary Noble away from her husband Larry and make her become interested in himself has only been partially satisfactory to the wealthy playboy. For although he has certainly created trouble between the Nobles, Mary's reactions toward him have not been entirely as he expected. Right now, in his luxurious town apartment overlooking Central Park in New York, we hear him complain to Victor, the sinister underworld character he calls his chauffeur. As Victor hands him a drink.
Just a drink, boy. Anything else you want right now?
Yes, wait a minute. I want to talk to you, Victor.
Yeah? What about?
What difference does it make? When I say I want to talk, you may oblige me by being respectful enough to listen.
Yes, sir. Certainly, Mr. Barlow.
I don't like the way things are going, Victor. It's all very well to break up the Nobles' home life, but if Mrs. Noble just turns her back on me, what good does it do?
Well, you know, I said right along, why take the trouble? With all your money and all the dames killing themselves trying to get a couple of minutes with you, what's the good of chasing after that Mrs. Noble?
You wouldn't understand. Mrs. Noble isn't like other women. She's fine and exciting. And hang it all, I don't see why she doesn't come to her senses and see that I'm far more important than that husband of hers. Think of it. Preferring Larry Noble, an actor, to me, Rupert Barlow.
Well, Mr. Noble's turned a smart lot of heads, if you ask me, before he got locked up for killing that Oliver Wilson, if he did kill him.
Well, of course he killed him, Victor. It's perfectly obvious. The police know all about it.
Yeah? You know what I think about police.
Larry Noble murdered young Wilson backstage at his theater right after he found out about the man's secret marriage to Claudia Vincent.
You think that story is going to stand up in court?
Why, of course, Victor. Everyone has been saying Larry Noble was crazy about Claudia. He put her into his own play, didn't he? And even had her move into his own home. What more do you want?
Sure. Okay. Only I keep thinking there's a lot of angles to this murder that ain't been run down yet. Besides Mr. Noble, there's your housekeeper, Miss Julia. She brought Mr. Wilson over here from Bermuda and said she was going to marry him. And then who says Miss Vincent didn't bump off Wilson when she found out he double-crossed her? Or you, maybe.
Me? Are you out of your mind?
You were there that night.
That's enough, Victor. Let me tell you, I won't put up with much more of your insolence.
Okay, only I believe in being ready for whatever happens. I like to be a jump ahead of the cops. It's a lot more comfortable.
Please try to keep from interrupting me when I have important things to say.
Yes, sir.
Now then. Those pictures, Victor. The ones I arranged to have you take of Mrs. Noble and me.
How do you mean you arranged? Didn't I find the guy with a camera and keep him waiting till you and...
There you go again, always taking credit. It's my plan, my idea. I only brought you into it to carry out the details. And let me tell you, it hasn't been altogether successful.
Well, how do you mean? I thought Mr. Noble won't even talk to his wife since he's seen the pictures in the paper.
That's all very well and good, Victor, but it's having entirely the wrong effect on Mrs. Noble.
Well, how do you mean, Mr. Barlow?
Why, she refuses to see me at all now. She's even more distant than she was before.
That's a switch, huh, boy?
Victor! There's nothing funny about it. I spent months of my time and heaven knows how much money getting Mary Noble to accept me on my terms. And what happens? She's obsessed with her idiotic husband. I never knew anything like it. Even when he refuses to let her visit him in jail, she doesn't give up. I'm absolutely baffled, Victor. You've got to try to think of a way out. You occasionally have some rather good ideas.
Sorry, boss. I wouldn't know what to suggest.
Well, think, man. Don't just stand there.
I can't think of a thing.
Oh, you're just being stubborn. All right, then get out of here. I'll ring for you if I want you. You're no help at all.
Yes, sir. It's just as you say, sir.
Thinks he's being smart. Confound the man. I have a good notion to teach him a lesson. As a matter of fact, that gives me an idea. Might not be too bad. In fact, it might work beautifully.
Rupert Barlow sips his highball and plots a new campaign. Now Mary Noble prepares to leave her little hotel on the west side of New York where she's now staying. We see her as she goes to the door of her room, opens it, and then...
Just as I was leaving. Who could that be? Maybe I'd better go on and not answer. Still, it might be something about Larry, his lawyer, or one of his friends, or... Well, I guess I'll have to find out. Hello?
Hello, Mary, it's me.
Rupert, why did you call me again? I thought I made
it clear. Now, wait a minute, my dear. Don't jump to conclusions.
But it's impossible. You don't know who's listening after those pictures that appeared in the paper. I told you in the lobby that...
Would you like to know who took those pictures of us, Mary? And who delivered them to that swine of a gossip columnist, Marty Rufus?
Why, do you know Rupert?
I think you'll find my information reliable.
Who did it, and why? How did you find out?
My dear Mary, as you pointed out yourself, I can't speak about it over the telephone. This requires a personal discussion. Much as I hesitate to intrude my company on you, since it's so obviously distasteful...
Why, that's not true, Rupert. You know that's not the reason.
In any case, I've been working with every resource at my command, trying to run down the truth about this unfortunate incident of the pictures in the paper.
Well, do you really know who took them, and why?
This isn't a time for guessing, my dear. Surely you must know that I wouldn't call you if I didn't have information of the most major importance. If you can trust me to the point of listening to what I have to say, then tell me where and when. If not, then I shan't bother you again.
Rupert, please forgive me if I sound terribly rude, but it's all such a mess and I don't know what to do. Right now I'm on my way down to the jail to see Larry.
Oh, then he's over his sulk?
That's not a very nice thing to say.
I'm sorry, Mary. I was on trying to help.
After I've talked to him, may I call you, if he agrees?
Well, of course. Although I have an idea your husband will have doubts about anything I might say. However, if that's the way you want it, I'll be here in my apartment all afternoon.
I'll call before 5, Rupert. Or not at all. Thanks for everything you've tried to do. I must go now.
Rupert Barlow was far from pleased at Mary's reaction, and he settles himself to wait. Mary hurries to the subway that will take her down to the city jail where Larry is confined for the murder of Oliver Wilson. Meantime, in a bedroom of a hotel nearby, Claudia Vincent opens her eyes and looks about her. A piercing ache penetrates her brow. And as she sees the starched figure of a woman standing beside her bed, she says...
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm the nurse, Miss Stark. Dr. Hawley engaged me to look after you.
Oh, who's Dr. Hawley? Oh, what makes my head ache so? What's the matter with me?
Now, don't excite yourself, Miss Vincent. You're to rest and be very quiet. Dr. Hawley's orders.
Hang Dr. Hawley, whoever he is. What happened to me? I can't seem to get anything in order.
Dr. Hawley will return late this afternoon. If you're better, he may remove you from this hotel room to the hospital. It all depends on your condition.
Hotel room? Oh, yes. Yes, I'm beginning to remember. I was getting ready to leave. I had all my bags packed and then it happened. A knock on the door. I thought it was the boy for my bags, but it was too late then. The door kept opening more and then...
You mustn't excite yourself. It's very bad for you.
Oh, my head aches. I keep seeing spots and circles and all sorts of images, but I know now. I'm able to remember it clearly now. I know that I've got to get away from here. Oh, help me, nurse. Nurse, you've got to help
me. No, you can't leave yet. You mustn't try to get up, Miss Vincent.
Now, don't try to hold me down, I tell you. My life's in danger. I've got to get out of here right now. Now, stop it, I say. Stop it.
Claudia Vincent struggled with the nurse in her frenzy to leave. Now to Larry Noble in his cell at the city jail. Presently, the guard approaches and speaks through the bars of the cell door.
Hey, you got company, Mr. Noble, in the visiting room.
Yes, who is it?
Oh, you want to be fussy, huh? Ain't most anybody better than the company you got here now?
Very funny. But who's out there, my lawyer?
Better than that, Mr. Noble, it's your wife. She's the one in the visiting room. You want I should unlock your door?
No. No thanks. Will you please tell Mrs. Noble that I can't see her?
Oh, now look, Mr. Noble, you gotta be reasonable.
Oh, do I? You must tell me about that sometime. But right now, please do as I say.
What's the use of being like that? I tell you, Miss Noble's been crying. I can tell from her eyes. And she's just sitting there waiting for you to come out to her. What kind of a guy would I be if I went back there and says you didn't want to talk to her? Now I ask you.
Not concerned with your tender sensibilities, guard. I'm not able to see Mrs. Noble. I thought I made it clear yesterday that I didn't want her coming here to the jail anymore. And I don't propose to change my mind.
Larry turns to his magazine, and the guard walks away. We wonder what effect this message will have on Mary, and on the advancement of Rupert Barlow's romantic ambitions for Mary. We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.